I'm being a rebel and recording on my floor in my closet that used to be my office, but I got an office, like a cute, bougie space at a co-working location that I do not own, which feels really good because I can like go there and like work on my business. That's a story for another day. But I turned my old office into an actual like closet. I'll do like a full like little tutorial video tour later, but I'm being a rebel and it feels really good, which is so perfect because our podcast sponsor is a total rebel. And I think this is important to talk about because it's so normal for moms to feel like they have to be alone and do things alone and make things hard. It's just so easy to fall in that trap. But I'm hoping that we can all be rebels and join forces with each other and just take over the world. That's what I'm hoping for. So our sponsor for today, as we talk about like truly the value of having mentorship and a community around you as a mama, our amazing sponsor for this episode is Amber with the Practical Rebel. At Practical Rebel, we believe that sometimes rebelling is the most practical thing that you can do for your life and your business. We work with leaders who desire to do things differently. I love that. Our mission is to transform the old boring business standards, yes please, into human first approaches. I can't help but add things when I'm reading this every single time. This month, our founder, Amber of Practical Rebel, that company, will be sharing her signature unplanning method for designing a business that you love. You can join her for free on May 8th or May 24th for a Rebel Tea Party, which is like her version of a masterclass, which I love. And she'll be sharing the deets. So I'll make sure that we drop the link for that in the show notes. So let's talk about the value of having mentorship and community around you as a mama. This ish ain't easy. And it is so easy to feel alone. But at what point are we choosing that? Like, I'm just being a little tough love here. Like, at what point are we choosing to be alone and not enroll in support? And so every time that I've leaned in to asking for support, someone just crashed our party. You're supposed to be asleep. You just want to hang out? Okay, can you turn down your iPad? Do you want to come say hi? It's either one kid or the other, right? Boone's been fast asleep for hours. And now Miss Thang over here. You're so cute. Do you want to come say hi? We should call this the Wake Up and Be Wealthy Kids Show because it's always taken over by kids. Story of my life. I just embrace it. I don't know what else to do. Tell me if you have any other suggestions. Anyways, this ish ain't easy, right? And at some point, if we're not enrolling support, if we're not tapping into community, we are choosing to be alone. And it's so much harder to do this alone. I'm not saying it takes everything away when you have support, but it does make it easier. It does make it more fun. And you can laugh your way through it. And you can get a break. You can lean in, right? Like, you can just, it can feel so much different. And so I just want you to visualize your wealthiest self. Like, does she have support? And if she does, which I'm guessing she does, what are all the ways that she has support? Coaching, mentorship, conferences, courses. I was just actually looking at a course that I really want to do, two of them. And I'm like, okay, like, can I make this a priority on top of my ADHD certification? Like, but when I want something, I'm going to go for it. Like, I don't do the narrative of I don't have the money. Like, and I mean this the most loving way possible. I just don't buy into that narrative. If I want something, I figure it out. Like, even if I can't do it that day, I commit to it, I figure it out, and I forge the path. And that's truly how I've been able to do what I've been able to do. There's no other solution. There's no other reason, like, why. Like, like that is at least the catalyst to everything else. And so that was a huge tangent, but very important, because like decide that you deserve mentorship, decide that you deserve support, and let's effing create it. Like there are so many people out there that would be so excited to support you, love on you. There are communities for everything. If you love dogs, there are communities for dogs. If you have a Jeep like me, there are Facebook groups for Jeeps. There's Facebook groups for moms. There's Facebook groups if you love to run, if you love to knit. Like, this can look how you want it to look, but like the more support, the better. It's kind of like a really good bra. Like, I don't love to have a bra on the whole day, but like, my boobs look good with like a good push-up bra, like I'm just saying, right? And so you can take the bra off when you need to, right? Like have your introverted time. But like, I very much realized like I am truly an introvert, but like what the pandemic taught me is I do genuinely love hanging out with people. Like as humans, we crave connection. And when it's harder to have that as a mom, right? It's not as easy to go out for happy hour. It's not as easy to travel around the world. So find what works for you. And shameless plug, like I'm super excited about our Wealthy Mama that's about to launch, because that could be the community for you. Not saying it has to be, not saying it is, but it could be. And I'm super excited about it. And I was working with one of my mentors and she was like, you feel so excited about this. Like I can feel it from you. And I'm like, this is just the season that I'm in right now. And it feels easy because it works with the season that I'm in. Like all of our May content, I planned out so easily because it's the season of life that I'm in. I get you. Like I get you so deeply and I want to support you so deeply. And so like, I hope that I'm your girl, because I would love to be your girl. I would love to hang out with you and support you and love on you and grow with you. And it would just be really magical. So this is like a pre-proposal to that. So stay tuned for more details, but just wanted to get your wheels turning of like, you know what? I actually do deserve support and I am pushing it away, or I'm not enrolling it, or I'm in the BS narrative that I can't afford it. There's always a way. You can start small. There's always a way, and we can keep building and building and building. And I quite honestly don't think you can have too much support, because we can just move faster when you have more support. Just saying. So I could talk to you for hours, but I'm going to end there. I love you. Thank you, Amber, for being an amazing sponsor. Thank you for tuning into this episode. We're still on the quest for our biggest fan. So if you feel like you are the biggest fan of the podcast, let me know. Change is coming here and it feels really, really good. So you're along for the ride and I can't wait. She just grabbed the money gun, you guys. There's no money in it. We gotta load it up with money. Do you love money? Do you wanna close out the show tonight? Come here. Close out the show. Boone normally does it, so now it's your turn. All right, say bye, guys. Say bye, guys. Can you say bye? Say goodbye. Goodbye. Turd.